السلام عليك زين الأنبياء، السلام عليك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله. I am just reminded of a blessed hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in fact, it is a hadith qudsi, a divine saying. And as we sit here and experience these blessed moments together, I think we really have to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa taala, the very fact that He's allowed us to come together. People from so many different backgrounds, from so many different places, all upon a common wijha, a common direction of heart, coming together to remember Allah, to remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a blessing. And they say, afatun ni'mati al-ilf, the pitfall of blessings, even though you don't normally think of blessings having pitfalls. But everything has a pitfall. The pitfall of blessings is becoming accustomed to them. Ilf. You just get so used to them that you actually don't realize what a great blessing it is until it's stripped. And then you wish that it would have come back. And appreciating the fact that we have each other, what a blessing. I've seen what it's like for people to live in an old folks' home when they get very old and they have family that doesn't visit them, and what happens to them as a result. I've heard many stories from people about how lonely so many people are. Imagine not having anyone except your dog or your cat or something like that. Imagine just not having people that come visit you or that care about you or that ask about you or that you get to see. And alhamdulillah, as more and more people are coming for Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha, and I really encourage everyone, especially the men, to try to make that a part of your schedule. Let's bring that to life in this community. Praying Salat al-Fajr in congregation, at very least in congregation in your home, but let's try to make an effort if you live within a short drive. Let's try to make an effort to pray together. You're going to pray anyway, adding a little bit of time going and coming and going and returning. It's not much more time, but the rewards are immense. And among the many, many blessings, some of which we spoke about a few weeks ago, is just the blessing of seeing your brothers. Even if you just give them a quick salam, just something that you feel by being with them is amazing. And it's an immense blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings life to the heart, actually, just to be together. And to have people stay together and to be together and to worship together and to remember together. So this blessed hadith is in a number of collections, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet says, قال الله تعالى, Allah says, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي. And وَجَبَتْ here, you could translate it as, يعني, my love has become incumbent. Nothing is wajib upon Allah. Allah does what He wants. But Allah is saying, وَجَبَتْ أَيْثَبَتَتْ, that He is indicating that His love will be shown towards the following people. Allah is indicating to us that this is a reality. And who are these people? لِلْمُتَّحَابِينَ فِيَّ, for those who love one another for my sake. This is on the sixth form, تَفَعَلَ, which indicates doing the act with other people. And all of the nouns here are all on the sixth form. But the first trait that is mentioned, al-mutahabin, those who love each other, fiyya, for my sake. And when I was just briefly reflecting upon this hadith, in some ways this is actually very easy. But why do we, is it become so complicated? Because the nafs complicates things. The nafs muddles things. The nafs pollutes things. Things that are actually very easy and very natural. If you put kids together at a very young age, they don't care about the color of the skin of the other kid. They don't care. They all just play together. and have fun together. But as we become socialized and we start noticing all these different things, it becomes more and more complicated, more and more difficult. Let's go back into that fitrah of the human being and remove all of these obstacles that is preventing this from happening. Because look at this amazing, amazing blessing. That wajabat mahabbati. Allah is saying that His love will definitely be given to those who what? لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ. Those who love each other for my sake. What else brings us together other than La ilaha illallah? What else? Like really, that many of us that converted to this deen, we probably wouldn't have hung out with each other before we became Muslim. Right? I know that Eric Klockman and I used to joke about that. Like, we never would have hung out with each other even though we went to the same high school. But then all of a sudden you deeply love someone because we share with him the blessing of Islam. Most of us wouldn't even know each other if it wasn't from the blessing of Islam. So this is the first trait. لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ وَالْمُتَجَارِسِينَ. Those who sit with one another. فِيَّ. For my sake. So there is an immense amount of bounty just sitting with people. So next time that you have a dinner or you have people over, you have a party or whatever, you go out with someone, you walk with someone, you spend time with someone, make this intention. Is that you used to spend time with them, you're sitting with them for the sake of Allah. And you could be actually be having fun. And you could be having a good conversation. And you could even be eating and enjoying together and all of that. And you're still entering into this. What a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Again, this is so easy. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ. Those who visit each other for my sake. We should bring this sunnah of our Prophet ﷺ to life. Don't just visit the people that you know. Don't just visit the people that you see regularly. Visit people. Visit people. Visit people in the community. Visit your brothers for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Let's bring this to life. And in many traditional societies, they would have specific times that they expect visitors. And let's build this beautiful culture here. Everybody's busy. People are working. Some people have day shifts. Some people have night shifts. People are doing this. Kids are going here, there, all this types of thing. Yes, it might be a little bit more difficult in our society, but it's not difficult if we strive to do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He'll make it easy for us. Where there might just be times where and then when you go, you don't have to stay for 3 hours. Stay for 10 minutes. Stay for 15 minutes. Or at least text someone, call someone. Bring this to life. And then, وَالْمُتَبَادِلِينَ فِيهِ. Those who sacrifice for one another. And the commentators say, especially with their wealth, is that we take care of each other. Is that when people are in need, we help them. If Allah has given someone something, that's really not from you, that's from Allah. And there are certain people that Allah Ta'ala gives wealth. And as long as they're taking care of the needs of other people, service. Allah gives them more wealth. As soon as they start to withhold, Allah will remove that wealth. And this is a responsibility, is that we take care of each other. We try our best within our capabilities, what we're able to do to help one another. These four blessed traits, loving each other, sitting with each other, visiting each other, striving to take care of one another. That if we do this, this is not that difficult. Wajabat mahabbati. We get this immense bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that we will become beloved to Allah. Do we realize what this means? Like wajabat mahabbati? It's so simple. We just have to remove the veils. And we should challenge ourselves. Let's not have this just go in one ear and out the other ear. By next week, let's try to visit someone. Someone that we don't know. Get to know someone. Show empathy towards people. Learn about people's backgrounds. Learn about people's cultures. And one of the things that you'll find is that there's so many beautiful people. And this is something I remember becoming Muslim and being exposed to people from around the world and to the cuisines of the world. Those were some of the best months of my entire life, was when I started meeting people in the community from all these different backgrounds. Let's look at it from a different perspective and start to appreciate people's cultures and to learn about them and to learn about the good that is in them. And much of that will enrich us from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another proof that this is something great as it's mentioned in another hadith, and it's also a hadith Qudsi. Al-Muttahabbuna fi Jalali, Allah says in another hadith. That those who love each other for the sake of my majesty. Lahum manabiru min nur yaghbituhum an-nabiyyun wa shuhada. They will be granted pulpits of nur, of light, on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Pulpits of light. They will be on raised platforms with each other. And who's going to be envious of them? There's two types of envy. There's hasad and then there's ghibta, is usually the distinction that they make. And sometimes the word hasad can be used for both. Even in English, you have the idea of malicious envy, a'udhu billah, which none of us want. And then you have benign envy, where you don't want that blessing to be removed from you, you just want that blessing. And usually there's a distinction oftentimes made between the word hasad and ghibta. Ghibta is this benign, good, positive type of envy where you want them to have those blessings, but you also want them. Who wants them and who is that has this type of good nabiyun? The prophets and the shuhada and the martyrs. These people have such a special rank. Even the prophets are in a positive way. That envious, in other words, is that they see these blessings that they've been given. And when you see on Yawm al-Qiyamah anyone be given any blessing, and no one's been given blessings like the Nabiyyun, it's that this is a special thing that Allah Ta'ala has given these people. And from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is attainable to everyone. And so we should always remember this, and we should make this be the spirit of our gatherings, that let's all be from the mutahabim, from those who love each other for his sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and begin somewhere, take a step in the right direction. And none of us can really claim that we truly love each other for Allah's sake, because if we try to make that claim, oof, we'll be tested. That true love for one another is stories like you hear of the companions. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They prefer others over their own selves, even if they be in dire need. And everyone's probably heard that famous story where many of the companions were fighting in battle and there was a row of injured companions. So they bring one of them water. He's about to take a sip. He looks at the person next to him. Maybe he needs it more than me. So he passes it to him. He's about to take a sip. He looks at the injured person next to him. He passes it to him. And they get down to the last companion, and one by one, they all passed away. One by one, they all passed away. And that state still preferring his brother. This is a high station. No one's making claims to be there. But let's at least take a step in the direction. And do we realize the blessings that comes from that? For our own selves, for our own families, for the people around us, and also for the people that are living, we're living with us in this society. If we could simply do this, there are very few things that would be more powerful than that. If the greater society looked and actually saw in a reality, even if it's a basic level of brotherhood and sisterhood, even if it was at a basic level, let alone the higher degrees, the blessings that would come from that would be immense. And so this is one of the purposes of these gatherings, is that we come together for his sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can remember these meanings and so that we can actualize them and to put them into practice. I was going to speak about something else. Inshallah ta'ala, we will save that for next week. But inshallah, we ask Allah ta'ala to make this a reality within us and to bless us to be from the mutahabbeen and to be from the mutajadiseen and to be from the mutazawirin and the mutabadilin fihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and solely for his sake subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala bring the realities of muhabba alive in our hearts, and may we understand them and implement them and to experience their beauty, ya arhamar rahmeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be more beloved to us than anything else, and may we live and die upon that and strengthen in our iman in every single moment until the day that we meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. والحمد لله رب العالمين.